You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:09 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, October 16, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and the great company he owns, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Stanley Novakowski, Wilkes-Barre, Conrad Plodwick, Nantagoke, and John Starr Kelly, my old pal, Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all, because you need it, man. Just before I bring on our next guest, who's in the midst of insanity, we do Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for today, October 16. She says, if you were to die today, what would others say about you? What was in you that was beautiful, that was Christ-like, that helped others to pray better? Face yourself with Jesus at your side and do not be satisfied with just any answer. Go deep into the question. Examine your life. Words to live by, obviously, by the great St. Teresa. Thank you, Mary Regina, for all of that. So we talk about being in the middle of true insanity. And immediately I have to think of our Congressman Bresnahan and Muser. And Congressman Dan Muser is with us as we speak. Well, Congressman, first of all, welcome. And how are you hanging in with the government shutdown?
Bob, it is always a joy to join the Club for Common Sense. And my oath is to not be irrational, nasty, or a destructive critic of America, rather to be rational, nice, and patriotic. I don't know if you have an oath for your club, but that's my
well, that'll
suggestion.
Work for us. We're a little looser than all that, but we can run with that. Hey,
you got a wider net than that.
Before we get to the government shutdown, I mean, really an extraordinary event took place last week, and that is the ceasefire between, I guess, Hamas. Yep. And mm-hmm. Israel, and the renewed possibility of incredible relationships coming out of nowhere between the Arabs and the Israelis in the Middle East. Talk to us about that.
Well, extraordinary. And you know what? The president has been working this along with Marco Rubio and others. Marco Rubio has so many jobs now. He was recently told he has to be the new coach for Penn State. So I'm not sure he's so happy about that.
He could do better than we have. Yeah.
But he, look, he worked on this. We saw that Saudi Arabia trip. He's worked with the Qatarians in D.C. and elsewhere. Jordan, he's kept close with the king there. Taking out Iran in the manner that was done, just put them in their place. All this was a build-up to bring all these nations. I mean, it was a strategic plan to bring everybody together, and we saw it. We saw, and then the EU wanted to join in, and here you got the EU recognizing Palestine in the manner they were. And look, that's their choice, but to do that in the midst of a war between Israel and Hamas, that was encouragement to Hamas. But President Trump hung in there with Israel, even under the controversy, and that said to Hamas, you know what, even with some of the war coming with us, America never will be, so we had better come to the table. And all of those factors came together, and you know what, all those nations, from Italy to France to Saudi Arabia, they looked at the president as the leader, as the boss. And we all saw that in real time during that peace initiative.
Hey, that's what you and I have talked about this before. That's what strength brings, results. Mm-hmm. These results are potentially incredible. We've had handshakes going back to 1978 with Sadat and Begin. But, you know, we'll see. But at the same point, just this much. Even acknowledged by no lesser lights than Hillary, is extraordinary. Amazing.
Yeah, and it's certainly a build off of the Abraham Accords.
Yep.
But you go back to Begin and the previous peace treaties, that was between Palestine and Israel, right? That was basically the PLO and Israel, and everyone else was sort of marginalized. This Trump administration was so smart in not going around Palestine, but gathering all the other support and then forcing the PLO, who I visited. I've been to the West Bank. I sat with Abbas, had very, very frank conversations with him. So, I get their side of things. But what the president did was mount a coalition that they needed to either lead, they needed to get on board with or be isolated. So it was really smart, so much better of a treaty. That's why we have such faith in it, that it will be strong and will be lasting.
Excellent. Well, let's turn back to the subject du jour of the last 2 weeks. That is the government shutdown. The Democrats, only one in the House, three in the Senate, and we need seven, are holding their ground and saying, close the government until we get what we want. Where does it stand?
Well, I'll tell you this. The show is going on. We saw what the president has done with peace. We have some great projects I'm working on in my office, bills on rare earth, a very extensive clean coal plan. We have an extensive fraud initiative where we may actually have a consumer fraud and scam task force supported by the president and Scott Bessent. We've got plans for HUD related to some veteran housing. There's a big broadband initiative taking place throughout eastern, central, and northeast Pennsylvania that myself and Rob Bresnahan are very, very much behind. So the show is going on. And meanwhile, what are the Democrats doing? Okay, they're storming the Speaker's office when he's not even there.
chanting for Kamala to swear Kamala in.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You've got to be diplomatic. Are these people as insane as the characters they play on TV?
Yeah, the leadership is. Not the rank and file, but the leadership absolutely is. They're the ones saying, you know, Hakeem was the one who said, hey, I got a good idea during the State of the Union. Let's hold up little signs that look like lollipops and say shame on them. And when the kid who gets an award for being having cancer and defeating it, let's make sure we scowl at him and sit in our seats and don't clap. I mean, that's the sort of planning and strategy that's coming out of their leadership, and it's not relatable. And we're going to see it on full display on Saturday. Apparently, he and Schumer have been waiting for this No Kings rally so they can have their anti-American rally take place on the National Mall, and tell everybody how wonderful they are that they shut down the government, and they're forcing hundreds of thousands of civilian employees to be furloughed, perhaps not get paid. Telehealth is down. The Women and Infant Children Initiative is only being paid for temporarily by the Trump administration. Homeless veteran services are down. Flood insurance, border patrol is not being paid. TSA is rattled, and payment is dubious. And rural hospital funding is being delayed. So those are outside of that, they have a wonderful plan.
And they want to get. By the way, they want to eliminate. They want to eliminate the $50 billion cushion for rural hospitals.
That's right. That's right. Meanwhile, they're spending a lot of time, encouraging not just the protesting, but the violence against law enforcement, such as ICE and other law enforcement officers throughout the country. I mean, they're just trying to disrupt. And again, creative disruption is one thing, but destructive disruption is another. And that's all they know how to do.
Congressman Dan Muser is our guest talking about the this whole shutdown thing. Now, you had mentioned last time we were on at the front end of the shutdown that Republicans were willing to talk about these subsidies for Obamacare. My question to you is, can everybody knows, and this includes Democrats, that the massive increases in our health insurance, including the huge deductibles that people are experiencing, is because Obamacare has failed completely. And that's why the subsidies are needed, which means you're getting subsidized for a subsidy. And that's what the Democrats are insisting on having happened now before they reopen the government. How do Republicans, normal people, explain it to the public with the Democrats lying about it from the very start?
Yeah, well, what you said earlier about results, right? Let's just look at the results of Obamacare. It is legitimately, the numbers don't lie, well over $300 billion higher than originally anticipated. Since COVID, over the last 4 years, when they enacted some changes, which are supposed to be temporary, premiums for everyday people have gone up, for you and me and everybody else, have gone up on average 60%. 60%. So now they're yelling that, hey, we need to extend the same thing that's existed in order to keep premiums from increasing. I mean, completely, utterly hypocritical. Look, the thing is with the so-called ACA, which really should just be called not the Unaffordable Care Act, because that's truly what it is. Yeah, there is the feeling that it's too late to repeal and replace it entirely, but reforms are essential. And so what was done during the rescue plan, they initiated some temporary provisions that allowed people making a lot of money, well over $500,000, to receive subsidies. They also just allocated huge levels of funding directly to the insurance companies. So whether or not the insurance companies provided actual services for healthcare, they were getting paid anyway. So, and that was nearly 33% of the amount of funding that was received went direct to insurance companies, not to people who were in need of healthcare. So those are two of the reforms that we're going to insist upon, because first of all, when the Democrats voted for it, they voted for it to be temporary anyway, and they want those ludicrous provisions to remain. And we're not going to let that happen. But let's also understand this.
By the way, only to mention, Congressman Muser, yes. We sure. don't have the money.
There's that.
That's sort of important.
it's crazy. You know, our revenues in the United States have increased so well, over 35% over the last 5 years. But the problem is, once again, our spending increased by over 50%. And that's nuts, okay? Yep. The United States federal spending increased 50% since 2020, and it's remaining there. Okay, so we're working on that. If something has gone up 60% and we want to cut it back 10%, that doesn't make us draconian bad people. Okay, it makes us trying to have some level of fiscal responsibility. And by the way, the Democrats are holding out because the CR, which they passed in 2024, the continuing resolution, was their bill, but it's just not enough money. They want another $1.5 trillion that we saved in the BBB, which they claimed was actually increasing spending. They want that $1.5 trillion reinserted, or they're going to continue to hold their breath, stamp their feet, and march down on the mall and march into the speaker's office yelling, spend more, tax more, bring socialism. Where's Mamdani? We need him as our leader. And AOC, here we go.
Well, Dan Muser, do they get – there's no sense of irony and self-awareness in a Democrat these days. Are they – would they get the point during their No Kings rally that they're holding up the government from the king? Do they even get it?
Yeah. Well, they're relinquishing the separation of powers as well, right? I mean, they're giving the president other authorities to reduce spending and programs, right? Because we have to, because we need the money to run the essential programs of government. So liberalism always backfires, Bob. Yeah. You know that. I know that. Extreme liberalism backfires even more.
Crazy stuff. Well, I hope you continue to listen into the Sanctuary of Sanity. You need it as much as anyone, being in the thick of insanity.
You know what gave me some sanity? You know, we had a couple of Charlie Kirk events on Tuesday, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to attend. I ended up being able to attend one up in Susquehanna County, which we had probably nearly 250 people outside on a somewhat rainy evening. And you know what? Everybody was just in high spirit and praiseworthy and just feeling good and just saying, God Almighty, let's just try to bring out the good in everyone, not just Republicans, just who was there. And the same thing in Luzerne County. We had a great event there. Leanne McDermott with the PAGOP, she deserves a lot of credit, and Emerson and others. And you know what was good too? The PA club, or excuse me, the Republican club and the GOP were working together, which is something that I think is important for all, you know, as like-minded as we possibly can be, that we all row in the same direction. Because Bob, they're showing us what they're going to do if the Democrats' leadership, and I hate to just paint all Democrats the same because they're not, but they do follow their leadership. And take a guy like John Fetterman. He doesn't. He's got courage. At least he's got courage. Now, he's only with us maybe 20% of the time, but he's got the courage to do what's rational. And that's why we got to stick together, because they're telling us what they're going to do. They're going to open the borders again. They're going to increase taxes. They're going to hurt our economy. They're going to expand government. They're going to hire back those 250,000 people that we're trying to reduce, that they hired under Biden, and continue to do the things that are eroding our freedoms, as well as the solvency of our government. So we we got to stick together, and hopefully more people join the club of common sense.
Well, the Senate is taking, and that's where the problem lies. They're taking their 10th test vote as we speak to try to see if six or so Democrats, in addition to the three that have already voted to keep the government open, will see some sense and have some sanity. But we're not optimistic at the moment. Dan Muser, thank you so much, as always, for checking in. And please do, whenever you can, we always love hearing from you.
I will. And one last thing. Boy, oh, yes. Boy, were you great at the Bobby Pettinato event last Sunday. That you did a absolutely outstanding job. We got to get you out more.
I hate it.
if it wasn't
for Bobby Pettinato, I wouldn't have done it. Because I said, I get the hives when I go back to those political events. I understand.
I might catch that one of these years as well. But what,
please
what a great,
don't. No,
great
we
man,
need you.
Bobby Pettinato.
Oh, we had fun.
I appreciate that.
That was. In fact, I forgot to mention that. The Republican dinner up at Glen Mara was just outstanding, and Bobby was great. Without reading glasses, I don't know how he delivered his speech. He did somehow without his glasses.
It was a walk through history, entertaining walk through history on anecdotes and stories that I had never heard. I heard some of them, but certainly not all of them.
History and accomplishment. I always say this, Congressman Dan Muser. I look at today's Republican Party and yesterday's Democrat and Republican parties. They were builders. Yeah. They created things. They created the model train set up with the beautiful villages and the bridges and all this thing. And what you have now with the left, and you mentioned Mamdani, who fits right into the mold, they're just the people who love to destroy the model railroad. That's all they can do. They cannot build at all.
You said it, and the list of his accomplishments was amazing. So somebody like me, and that's what you got to have. You got to have results. You got to get things done. We got to make things better. So we'll keep working at it.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Dan Muser. Keep fighting for us. We appreciate it more than you could ever know.
Thank you, Bob. I will. I appreciate you very much.
Our Congressman, Dan Muser. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great family of companies, including the one we think about most when we head into the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality. That includes two of the best fine dining restaurants you will find anywhere. From modern, I call it a Manhattan take, Aterra 519 downtown Scranton. And for a classic beyond classic fine dining, the Stegmeyer Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. Now, what about bar restaurants? We want to go a little more casual. Well, we got three great ones for you. The Far Street Tavern, the epitome of the redefined neighborhood bar. Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Amazing. And then in Springbrook Township, the Old Brook Inn. Amazing. 307. And of course, best movie house, voted that way, years running, the Scranton Art House. Amazing. Well, he was a friend of mine and a friend to many. John Starr Kelly. He was 92 when we lost him October 5th. I was glad to call him a friend. Born in Philadelphia back in 1932. He was a graduate of Scranton Prep, the University of Scranton, and the University of Pittsburgh. He was a member of the U.S. Army serving us for a full stint. And then he was a pharmacist for over 50 years. A lifetime member of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish in Dunmore. He loved corny jokes, Irish music, and he was a proud member of the St. Patrick's Day Parade Association of Lackawanna County. He served as president of that great group in 1992. He was Grand Marshal for the parade in 2003. Survivors include his sons, John and William, his brother James, and his wife Judy of Dunmore, and nieces, nephews. He lost his wife of 60 years, the former Ann Walker of Pittston, in 2021. A solid Democrat, never changing, never supported me, always smiled and told me stories, and he was known not just for corny jokes, but for great songs and just as a great entertainer. Oh, he is missed. John Starr Kelly, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker, today sunny, breezy, cool, 56. Tonight mainly clear, 35. Put your lemon trees inside. Friday mostly sunny, high of 60. Saturday getting warmer, partly sunny, 65. Sunday partly sunny with a chance of late day showers, 67 degrees. Oh, so it's good to be back with you guys. I'm a little disoriented because I don't have my phone. My phone got run over in Denver. And so my son was supposed to send it to me, and he sent it to the post office. And I figured I'd get it, and once I get it, I could bring it to the store and get it replaced. But I didn't get it yesterday. I'm hoping I get it today. Because you don't realize how much you need the phone, and I use it so much for the program. So if I sound a bit disoriented, it's because I am. Chuck from Carbondale texting in. He goes, you know they're getting desperate of losing their jobs because three radical progressive liberal judges have a commercial with radical Governor Shapiro begging the people to vote yes for their retention. And these are the Supreme Court idiots. Lowlifes, Wecht, Donahue, Daugherty. Three disasters. Vote no, vote no, vote no to retaining these clowns who've disgraced the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, which I believe is the oldest Supreme Court in the country. And these three disgraceful political hacks masquerading as judges. What a, ugh, unbelievable. We've got some of that in this area too, don't we? Well, Trish Bynum, she's running against this ridiculous mayor in Scranton who wants to be an even more ridiculous congressperson. And she's been running a good campaign. We've been hearing a lot from her. Welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show, Trish Bynum. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, Bob. So nice to talk to you again. Oh, and I was thrilled to see you last week. It was nice when we were out at that gathering.
That was
so
fun.
So nice to see you.
Now,
Yes. So
the mayor's new deal, she's claiming she's not going to take her salary, and I was saying her salary increase that she pushed through, by the way. And so she's not going to take her salary increase, she claims. I know she's going to have one of the solicitors say, well, it's in the law. I really don't have the means or the mechanism to turn it down. But she's going to be part-time mayor next year. She's declared it already.
Bob, I know what you're saying. Now, I have to speak on the $20,000. A few weeks ago, I sent out some letters, and I brought this out on social media, that when I'm elected mayor next year, I will not accept the $20,000 raise. All of a sudden, by the way,
I wish you would. But so yes. It was a reaction to you. Oh, my gosh.
It was a reaction to me. She was. I was almost laughing last night. I'm reading that, and I thought, didn't I just say that 2 weeks ago? And there it is. So I think she's running scared. I'm going to just say that because I don't think she would have done that if she didn't feel like she needed to do something. And again, like you're saying, she's running next year, regardless of how much money she's making, if she even makes it next year, which I will be there. She's going to be running on a different job. She's going for Congress as she's running for the other job. What kind of sense does that make, and how unfair is that to the city of Scranton taxpayers?
Now, the latest insanity, infomnia, is this $30 million project. And I had to be corrected on it. I thought it was $15. Then I looked again. Oh, my God, it's $30 million for this insane bike lane and stop sign project. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for the ridiculous consultant to come up with it.
Mm-hmm. That is in itself one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. And who's going to be paying for the balance of that money? I think some of it's coming out of the ARPA funds. Where's the rest of the money coming from? The taxpayers? Is she going to get grants? Is she going to get funding?
No.
And not even that. Yeah, who knows? Then what about the traffic lights? Would you want to be a person crossing the street without a traffic light there? Do you think people are going to stop for that stop sign if there's five people crossing the street? They're in a hurry. They're not going to want to stop.
Well, this is typical of this mayor. This is a solution in search of a problem. We have not had safety issues in downtown Scranton. We have not had bikes getting driven off the road in downtown Scranton. But we have had limited traffic congestion. We're now going to have it off the charts if this plan goes through. Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I don't even know how this even originated. I guess it did a few years ago. Someone mentioned it. They were talking about starting it up. And then it, you know, fell by the wayside because it probably wasn't. It isn't a good idea. And here we go again. She's trying to be out there the last few weeks before the election to make sure that her voice is heard. And she's just throwing things at us left and right. And half of it doesn't make any sense. I think it's, I know it's mostly for political reasons. And even if it does start through, she's not going to be here to see it through fruition anyway because she is leaving for another job.
It's outrageous. I'm happy you're out there campaigning. I'm happy you're out there fighting. Somebody's got to fight for those of us who live in the city of Scranton. It's insane.
It is insane. Man. I feel bad for me living in the city of Scranton and the city of Scranton taxpayers. We're all in this together. We're all in this fight that we have to get our voices out there and be heard. And I think if enough of us get out there and talk, we can't sit back on the sidelines and watch this keep happening. We have to go out there as a team, as a group, and just have our voices be heard because this needs to stop. You think it can't get any worse and you can't hear anything dumber, and then something like this comes out. I think, well, she tapped it off. She did something else.
And she's got the three blind mice, two of whom are not even going to be there next year, are probably going to vote tonight in favor of this nonsense, $30 million worth.
I know. Where is the money coming from? That plus it's just the dumbest idea I've ever heard of in my entire life. I really hope that it doesn't go through. I really do. I think it's a shame. It's a waste of money. It's a bad idea. It's a danger to the residents. The bike lane, that's a danger to the people. From the beginning to end, that's a bad idea. And so we've got to get her out of there. Something's got to change. I'm for the people. I will absolutely work to make things better and not even think of these type of ideas. They're bad from the beginning. They're a bad ending. Will not help anybody.
Well, Trish Bynum, keep campaigning, keep pushing, keep trying to protect us because we need to be protected from this ridiculous mayor. We truly do.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Best wishes. I appreciate it. Yeah, please, anybody go on trishforscranton.com. You can get more of my information on my page.
Trish Bynum, stay safe and strong on the campaign trail. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
~1985, Paul McCartney and Wings. I had the great pleasure of being among about 50,000 fellow fans at the Paul McCartney concert. Somebody texted in earlier. They said, did you wear your Paul McCartney or Beatles shirt that Cutie was going to buy? Well, I stopped her from buying it from me. And so now she bought herself a Beatles shirt and didn't even wear it to the concert. So no, I didn't look like a Paul groupie. I was a normal human being Paul McCartney fan. I wasn't dressed up in the outfit. Hey, Robin and Walter have sent me a fascinating story. And Robin's always sends me great stuff. But on our data centers. And it just so happens, but not just so, I'm fascinated with knowing what this AI whole thing and these data centers, what do they produce for us? There's not a lot of jobs at the rear end of these projects. There's great construction jobs, no doubt about it. But then you've got land used for the data centers. And the scary thing is, they will use massive amounts of water and massive amounts of power. So we're going to finish, by the way, with Hey Jude, Cousin Jude, in tribute to McCartney, but in tribute to my Cousin Jude Portnova. But what do they bring you? What do they bring to the table? If there's not permanent jobs, I want to know what that is. I mean, we're making our bread and butter in this area on distribution. And these are, they're not the greatest jobs in the world, but I mean, you're starting at $20, $24 an hour. So a living wage. And there's hundreds of these jobs. And my belief is that a lot of companies are going to say, hey, here's where the distribution is. Let's manufacture there. But what if we don't have the land? So I'm really up in the air, even though I'm pro-development, on these facilities. And I asked John Perillo when I was with him this past Monday, John, could you research this? I really want to know, are these a good thing, a bad thing? Now, I will tell you, interestingly, they can have their own power plants, just as Trump proposed. They can have their own water. We have mine water, 30 billion gallons beneath our feet. So we may be the ideal place for an AI center only if they produce their own power and produce their own water. If they don't, I don't think we can handle it. I don't think anybody can. So we've got an ongoing battle here and an ongoing discussion. And the last person to be in favor of slowing or stopping development is me. But we've got to take a critical look, and we'll do that next Monday on Monday Musings. I hope he gets to it with John Perillo. Interesting, fascinating subject. So thank you for bringing that up, Robin. We will delve into it fairly because we love development here. And if people want to invest their money, but I've also said this, and I said it in conversation with John Perillo, I said, John, this reminds me so much of the fiber optic craze. Remember they were going to make fiber optic? Corning came down here and took over that huge plant in Benton Township, Lackawanna County, and they were closed after they invested a couple $100 million in the plant. They never opened. They were to be the jobs of the future, all that. Well, they're going to overbuild AI without any doubt. They're going to overbuild these data centers without a doubt. Is it worth us for us to have one? I'm not seeing it yet, but I'm willing to listen. Well, as McCartney and Beatles finish us off here today, I apologize for the phone calls I could not get to today. I just couldn't. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow. I'm happy to be back today. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. 9 a.m. tomorrow? Well, not up to me, but I'll do everything I can to be here. Have a great afternoon, guys. Club for Common Sense adjourned for the day.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.